From trails of azaleas to stormwater, I tells you, Environmental Engineering Junior Sealy Cotton gives 100%.
Well, I have a wonderful electronic invention I want you to see. It looks something like this.
Ugh.
1.21 gigawatts.
What the hell is a gigawatt?
You're listening to the Hashtag Ginning Podcast, brought to you by Auburn University's Samuel Ginn College of Engineering.
Hello, loyal podcast listeners. Thanks for tuning in to You Know What, the best podcast in all of higher education. That'd be the award-winning Hashtag Ginning, brought to you by, I'm sure we've won some awards, the Samuel Ginn College of Engineering's Office of Communications and Marketing. Tim Cook, ever heard of him? Yep, he's one of ours. Zachariah Vesey, yep, one of ours. Sealy Cotton, yes, one of ours. But I'm getting ahead of myself, Austin. That'd be Austin Phillips.
Not one of ours.
No. Noted Bama journalism master's
yeah,
student.
Local idiot.
Yeah. The former physics phenom. Austin
Drop
Phillips,
out.
The director of the Office of Communications and Marketing, which brings you this podcast. I'm Jeremy Henderson, if I didn't say that already. Communications and Marketing Specialist. And mentioning John Sluice is my game. John Sluice is his name. He's over here on the keys. Recording and twisting and doing all sorts of great things. He puts the podcast together every week. So if it sounds horrible, blame him. Sealy Cotton, junior in civil and environmental engineering. Important. That's Department of Civil and Environmental Engineering.
Sir.
But majoring in?
Environmental.
Environmental. The environmental side. How about that?
Well, the reason we renamed the department
is exactly.
Was because there was a higher concentration of female engineers going into that field, and it made it more attractive to female engineers, and boom,
they
it's working.
Love that environment.
Yep.
But I want to talk about another distinction real quick, and you know, if you say cut, that's fine, but I mean, if there's ever been a more lovely Mobile azalea trail made,
thank you.
I've never seen it. I had to Google. I was doing my
there
due diligence and doing some research.
Jared,
and
you had the same thing on this weekend.
That's one of my favorite colors.
It actually looks like what John's family probably wears to the family reunion, you know,
sure.
with Cousin Kate.
Cousin Kate,
you know?
And Harper
so
Lee.
So he's kin to the governor. That's his cousin.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah. Is it cool, John?
Yeah,
that's pretty cool. He likes it.
This governor, it's cool.
Yeah. No, I just saw
if this
that.
Was Siegelman, probably not cool.
I was like, anyway, but yeah. So how was the azalea thing? That seemed pretty cool.
It was a lot of fun. Unfortunately, I was a trail maid during COVID, so I only got to do a handful of appearances. But okay. I still got to represent my city.
I'm still so happy it kept going during mm-hmm. COVID. Yeah, the azaleas. Mobile. So you're from Mobile originally.
Yes.
So how'd you get to Auburn?
Well, we got to say, we do with Birmingham and Huntsville, what part?
A little bit of everywhere. Okay. My parents were divorced, so I kind of lived on opposite sides of the town.
Okay. Where did you go to high school?
McGill-Tulane.
The big MT.
Yeah.
That's a big one.
Football.
They're big in everything.
Big in everything.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
I knew some MGTs.
Yep.
Or whatever.
Or MCGT,
whatever it is. Well, so why Auburn? How'd you get here?
Honestly, it was kind of like a family tradition to apply to Auburn, and I applied here, but I really wanted to go to Georgia Tech. But since I wasn't a Georgia resident.
Wait a minute. That explains the shirt.
That is the shirt.
Oh,
she's still got
my
the
gosh.
I bought this way before that.
Cut. Okay. Looking a little bumbly.
So out-of-state tuition was going to be tough, huh?
Well, it was going to be tough, but they also have like the Hope Scholarship or something like that.
Yep.
So I was accepted as a guaranteed transfer. So my plan was just to go to Auburn for a year and transfer right away. And I think, like, the first football game, I cried during the national anthem. And I was like, okay, I have to stay.
Yeah, see, at Georgia Tech, you just cry watching the football.
Exactly.
You know, so it's a difference. So,
easily one of your best digs ever.
Thanks.
That was pretty good. It was quick, too.
I hadn't been buzzing around.
That was good. That was really.
Thank you.
Bad gum. I see, I would have been having to hold that for a while. That was pretty awesome. Well, what year was that you're crying? What year were you crying?
Oh, it was my freshman year. It was my first ever football game. Like I'd never been, or
what,
I had been
year
to
was
an
that?
SEC. 2021.
Well,
we were crying that year too.
I can't even remember.
Yeah.
But still, You cried at the yeah. I don't even think they. I think American flags at Georgia Tech haven't been around since like the 70s or something. So that's understandable. Mm-hmm. Well, so why engineering?
That,
are you smart or something?
And why civil/environmental engineering?
Well, I actually entered college undeclared pre-med track. So a bunch of my friends were civil engineers, and I realized they would come home and I'd be like, okay, tell me everything about what you did in class. And I was like, I hate chemistry. I hate biology. Maybe this isn't the right path for me. Sure. So I ended up like going home and I was like, oh, like I need a sign if I should stay in pre-med or go to engineering. And I went like home and my elderly dog ended up like she started bleeding or something and I threw up. So I changed my major that night.
First,
there's your sign.
First, I thought we were going to another national anthem sob session.
Oh, no.
And then we went to a bleeding dog.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so
the Lord works in mysterious ways.
Like you actually threw up?
Mm-hmm. Because I had to go outside. My mom's a nurse. So I was like, oh, it's in my blood. It's not.
It's not.
It's not. It's good to generate.
It wasn't in the dog's blood either. No.
Well, so what was wrong with the dog?
She's just old.
Oh, yeah. One of those bleeders.
She's, I think she's
bloodhound. That's what happens when we walk by Greg. He's just bleeding. He's old.
He's bleeding. Well, so I love you. You're active in everything. We've been going on trips with the ASCE. We've been placing top five in design proposals, I believe it was.
Yes,
how about
sir.
That for some design? I told you I Googled. and then also, I love, we've had some of our best guests, and I don't know if it's coincidence or if it's just because they're smart. But the Stormwater folks, we have had some just incredible. So you got a lot to
look
up.
What was her name that we had?
Oh, my gosh.
Gosh, she was amazing. She was absolutely amazing. But
she's still, I think she's still here,
yeah,
actually.
The Stormwater folks.
Jamie
Schuessler. Yep. Schuessler.
The Schuess.
And then Perez. We had Perez
Mike
on,
Perez.
Too.
We had
yep.
Mike Perez on here. Yep. You know, here. Well, so, I mean, that particular side of things. Mm-hmm. Talk about going into that. Why it's important. Why you care about it. The resources we have to offer, you know.
And again, Jeremy just calls it the big slip and slide. He wants
sure.
to go down the big slip.
Have you ever
and
done that? You know what I'm
no,
talking about down
no,
there?
But I have fallen in the pond.
Oh, yeah. Gosh. That what was, happened?
Couldn't tell you.
Saw a bleeding dog.
Yeah.
just fell There's right you. Out.
Sealy's out again.
Well, so, yeah, I mean, stormwater, it's no big deal.
So I honestly had the same opinion when I went into it. I was
cool.
like, yeah, okay, I'm just going to be moving some dirt.
Yeah.
But I didn't realize how much of our infrastructure depends on stormwater and different things like that. And we focus more on the erosion side of things. So if you have a construction site and you take away all of that, like natural vegetation and everything, and it rains, you just completely lose all of the sediment that's around the plot. And it completely disrupts the surrounding like ecologies and everything like that. So a lot of the research was just making sure that proper ordeals are in place almost to make sure that the surrounding environment doesn't die.
Sure.
Well, and talk about how you got how you got involved with undergraduate research as well. Mm-hmm. And you know, a lot of our undergraduate students just don't realize that that's an opportunity. So how did you get involved and why has that been such a great decision for you?
I got involved because Dr. Perez runs it and he's the faculty advisor for ASCE, which I'm the vice president of. So it was a very easy, like, I like you. I would like to work for you. And he said, awesome. I like you too. Come work for me.
That's how Jeremy ended up here.
Yeah. Yeah. Uh-huh. No, yeah.
So,
will you be my friend?
Yeah.
Sure.
Check yes or no.
Yeah.
So it has been very beneficial in a lot of ways, the most so far being that I made a lot of friends within my major. I now cannot go to a class without seeing at least two people I know from Stormwater alone, and they're genuinely good people. It draws a good crowd. And I also get to add that to my resume and be like, oh, I'm on the up-and-coming like new technology, because Dr. Perez and Dr. Donald are amazing at what they do.
Stormwater, you.
Well, and getting involved with ASCE and mm-hmm. leadership positions as well, what talk about that decision, why you decided to do that.
I'm very much realizing now that I fly by the seat of my pants and everything's a split moment decision. They sent in the ASCE group chat that I joined freshman year but never actually took interest in. They sent that they were going to North Carolina for a leadership conference and asked if anybody wanted to go. And I texted the president. I was like, hey, yeah, I'd like to go. And she said, awesome. Are you part of ASCE? I said, I don't think so. And I went up to North Carolina with four people I'd never met, came back, decided to run for vice president. And yeah, now I'm just there all the time.
And SWE, I mean, you got all the initials here. Society of Women Engineers, Sustainability, Auburn Alumni Association. I had no idea that was a thing. Sounds awesome. Leadership Council. You're in a sorority?
I am. I'm in the STEM sorority.
How are you doing it all?
I don't know. My Google Calendar is my best friend.
Google Calendar. Mm-hmm. So you just show up to places on time and stuff?
Have you been out to our structures lab? Have you been there at all? Yes.
Yes.
So I don't. Have you seen the beam? Mm-hmm. One of the cranes. Mm-hmm. And what it says up there?
No, I don't think so.
We have an alum, Melissa Hurt, mm-hmm. who is a civil grad, who helped us with that facility. And we have, always we'll put the donor's name and their year. But she wanted something specific, and it says, lift like a girl.
Mm-hmm.
What does it mean for you to see people like that have come before you, especially being in a field that probably is more male-dominated?
Mm-hmm. Honestly, I don't know how to phrase this, because for me it's not like, oh, I'm a woman in STEM. It's just I'm in STEM. So it's very much just a normalization of we belong in this field as much as everybody else.
Love that. That's the way it should be.
Mm-hmm.
Not make a big deal about it. Mm-hmm. You just go ahead and just say, I'm here. Get used to it.
I mean, that's what what you do being good looking. You know, you every walk day in the mirror, and you're like, hey, I know I have this affliction. Exactly. The rest of you get over it.
That's right. That's what you got to do. Okay, so you all this leadership experience, all the incredible education, of course, that thank God you didn't go to Georgia Tech. Have you seen their numbers? I mean, going down fast.
Oh, I know.
And then the research dollars, too. It's just, ooh. But
there have got to be at least one person at Georgia Tech and Purdue sits here every week going, you son of a, hate those Auburn people.
Yellow and black has-beens. That's what I'm saying. Both of them. Where are you thinking? Where are you going to take all this stuff? What are we going to do now? What's the actual career path?
So I'm hoping, or not hoping, I will graduate in spring 2025.
Love it.
And I plan to go on probably to a government agency and work for a little bit.
Okay.
And then either get my PE or come back and get my master's. I don't know which one I'll do first. And then just work in the government until I can get pension and then retire and maybe become a professor or do something along those lines.
Wait, you think pensions are still going to be around whenever you're...
They better.
Fingers crossed.
Well, any interest in internship or anything before you leave?
Yeah, I'm trying to get an internship for the summer. I just talked to the Army Corps because Dr. Perez is a great guy and put me in connection with him.
Yeah.
But the summer with the Army Corps or the Environmental Protection Agency mm-hmm. is like dream job.
Awesome. Mm-hmm. Well, if they're listening, we've got a dream candidate for you right now.
And then cotton too. That lends itself to the environment. Exactly. The name
in itself sounds like that luxurious material that fills my pillow.
The fabric of our lives.
It's Sealy cotton. Mm-hmm.
The fabric of your profession.
You know, Giza.
It's Sealy cotton.
You know, Giza gets a great reputation, mm-hmm. but it's the Sealy cotton.
That's the kind you get a radio commercial for.
One right there will make you feel mm-hmm. safe.
Yeah. Hey, Sealy. Can't thank you enough for taking the time. My gosh, thanks for setting the time on the Google calendars.
I was about to say, we've probably just set her back about a week for as much as she's involved.
Any other? Who are the other stormwater folks we need to talk to?
Honestly, Zoe Thompson. She's been there for almost 2 years now. She's in my sorority as well.
Right.
But she's got a completely unique outlook on engineering. She's in biosystems. but she also has an art minor, and she currently has a piece in the Jules Collins Museum.
Are you kidding?
Yes, and she's amazing. I love her.
Zoe Thomas. Is that it?
Zoe Thompson.
Thompson. Mm-hmm. ZT.
We could get both of them.
Awesome. Yeah, rock and roll. Yep. Okay, thanks so much for... And tell Mike, and is Jamie... No, she went up to... she went back to Iowa State, yep, didn't she?
I think so.
Yeah, spreading the gospel.
Yep.
No, thanks a ton. Tell Mike we said hey.
Thank y'all for inviting me.
Keep on sluicing.
That's it.
I think that's what it's called, the sluice out there in that... The water.
You're the environment.
Painting for
guy.
Gold. That's a word. Somebody look it up. S-L-U-I-C-E. It means something.
I'm on stick with slipping.
War Eagle.
War Eagle.
War Eagle.
You're listening to the #Getting Podcast, brought to you by Auburn University's Samuel Ginn College of Engineering.